Hello.
Hey, Renan.
I can hardly hear you. Who's speaking?
Hey, this is Zach. How are you?
Hey.
You filled out a web form on my website about selling your house on Wilson?
That's vacant land.
Yes, sir. Do you have a minute
Yeah,
to
I will
speak?
say that again.
Do you have a minute to speak?
I'm typing as we speak to send out an email, but I'll answer any question as that you may have. I mean, are you local, right? I tried to
Yes,
look at
sir.
some of those local letters that my mama had. She passed away like 2 weeks ago.
I'm sorry to hear
And
that.
thanks. And let's see here, 100 Wilson Avenue. If you look up the tax assessment sheet for the county on it, you'll see. I don't know if I did. I send that. Did I put that in the notes? The parcel number? I think I did when I was sending it out.
I'm familiar with it.
Okay, good, good, good. Yeah, that I've worked all the air problems to the land for the last 20 years. My mom has taken care of it for the last 20 years, but the thing says she has sole ownership but not proven. So my other two first cousins is my mom, Patrice Lewis, Janice Lewis, and James Lewis. Patrice is deceased, so it would be just my mom, James Lewis, and Janice Lewis that I would probably just move that property and just divide the proceeds up and just keep it moving. That's my thoughts
Gotcha.
on it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
you see
mean,
what tax assess for. I mean, I'm just potentially looking at offers now. And
what are you looking to get for it?
well, it's tax assessed at 33. And I know Project Homes built a beautiful little house, two houses over, but they work with the county and stuff. They build stuff and then turn it over to the county. I think it's more of a Section 8 type thing. So right now I'm exploring exploring stuff. I know what it is. I know it's buildable. We used to have a house on it, but I had to knock it down years ago. Its
Sure.
owner was beating me up about it. It was falling in on itself.
Sure. So you're looking to get a lease assessment then?
That's where I would start from. I mean, I'm looking in. I was down there for the last 3 weeks. I just came back up to New York. I work at Fort Drum up here in New York. I could not believe that neighborhood. I grew up there. I'm like, wow. You know, it's just so much new stuff there. And then the market, the average house is in the low 200s. I'm like, holy smokes. So, yeah, and that's the starting point. I mean, I'm exploring offers. I'd like to deal with somebody local, you know, who knows the area and know what they're purchasing, instead of just somebody who's just going to just buy it as a big lot and parcel. I'm not here all
Oh,
day, man.
sure.
Yeah, just
Would
just look at it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
you consider other options if more money was, able to be made?
Yeah. I mean, options.
Like
I had
partnering,
wanted. Say that again.
like partnering, meaning, basically take the land, build it. You get paid out in the end instead of the front. You get more money.
What
So you could.
about what about 50? I have a spot at 5905 Second Street. You know, that's the house we're getting rid of. You know, I put that out there as well. So,
So you're interested in selling that? What are you looking to get for that one?
that's a tax assessed at 104, and I know somebody's going to knock that down and build again. Both Wanda Wilson is bigger than 5905 Second Street. So I'm trying to explore what you're doing and what we would do if I don't know what it would take to redo 5905 Second Street and then potentially sell 100 Wilson Avenue, whatever. I'm looking at my brother lived in there with my mom for the last 10 years, and I just want to give him a fresh start. I'm looking for rentals for him right now. So I can got these two pieces of the puzzle, figure out how I'm gonna build them up. You know what I mean?
Right.
I wish I could, if I could move 100 Wilson to what helped me totally redo 5905 Second Street, you know, gut it out and do it a little bit better than what it is. That would definitely be a thought. So or like I said, with me, money's money. You know, I gotta get him a rental right now so I can look at these two pieces of puzzle and have them out of the way while I do whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you a general contractor as well? I mean, you buy them and flip them or?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. We can do a little bit of it all.
Okay.
So
definitely, I mean, my first thoughts based on your capabilities, right, is what you propose, just like just something on 100 Wilson, whatever like that.
Yeah, I mean, I would propose just putting that on the market.
Hmm?
I would propose putting that on the market as a general listing.
So you're saying you're proposing just putting it up on the market, you mean?
Yeah, meaning like put it on the MLS to get top value.
Well, I could do that too, but it's like I want somebody, I mean, the companies that are out there, I mean, I'm not trying to get rich. Like I said, if I'm in a perfect world, you know, whatever I got for 100 Wilson, I could turn around and revitalize 5905 Second Street and I wouldn't have to sell it, you know.
Right.
But still, because, see, here's the thing is, I got to get my brother out of there to do, that's 12 months I'm on the hook for rent. And if I could move, you know, my pieces of the puzzle and get that house totally redone up right, like it should be, then I wouldn't mind signing 100 Wilson Avenue. Or I could just sell that and use the money to redo 5905 Second Street, or I could just sell. So you see my two pieces of the puzzle, and the end game here is sell them, find my brother something else, which I have to do anyway, or come back with a number of proposals on them. Did you look up the part? Did I parcels to them at all?
Yeah, I got them.
Okay. Well, yeah, but just look at them and see what kind of offers you would make on them, and then maybe come back with maybe something we could do contingent upon, like you say, contingent upon. I know maybe you can make an offer on 100 Wilson, and you already know what I'm going to do with 5905. I'm either going to sell it or I'm just going to get it gutted out and redo it.
Right.
Do it better than what it was. So
you want about 100 for the 50 or second, right?
15, I mean, that would be fair. I mean, plus the whole 100 in any closing. So what it takes to close is assessed at 104.
Uh-huh.
And then you see across the street is assessed at 33. That's 100 Wilson. If that was doubled, that wouldn't be so bad. That wouldn't be the end of the world. If I could get 33, if I could get, what, 65, 70 or somewhere like that, I mean, I wouldn't frown upon it. Because remember, my end game is to get money to get him another place. So, okay?
Okay, so
get
the address.
Hey, hold on for one second.
Hey, motorcycle trainer. When you do a motorcycle class, how do you do like safety? No, that's what I mean. Who needs this? We're looking at doing a safety, motorcycle safety class.
Yeah,
with Italian.
Yeah, maybe
so you can do like a defensive driver's course for motorcycle.
Yeah, just little stuff like that. Also, the best thing is to invite that guy over.
Well, we're gonna get a hold of him. I didn't know if you know him.
I've talked to him many times. I got
okay.
Let me finish up with this guy.
Yeah.
I just poked my head in. Did y'all come over to see that bus? I just called Ed. The bus we here to take back. It's been here a month since I've been gone. I was supposed to do that training for the Can you hold for one second, man? Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put my phone down. All right.
Where do you go?
Thank you. I'm so sorry, man. I put my head in my office. I've been down there gone for 3 weeks, and it's the first day back in my office, but I'm not here. And everybody wants to – I got to close my door.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, all right, I'm back.
Trying to play hooky from work, huh?
Yeah, I just don't poke my head in, you know, to see tons of shit piled all around, but it's all right, though.
What do you do
I'm
going
to be back down. Huh?
What do you do for work?
I work up at Fort Drum here. I work in a transportation office where all the government cars are stored, which is a nightmare because we get all the government cars in and ship them out to wherever they go to on post. So, you know, it's when you saw stuff like what the Teslas happened, that was a nightmare for us because we had like 50 of them on post. So, yeah, but it's like, yeah, but again, I'm going to, let me write a little sticky here on your name and stuff. You.
What was the address of that house?
5905 2nd Street. And it's in Bungalow City, but it has a Richmond, Virginia address.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't have the parcel stuff with me. You know, so, but I have it back at the house. But if you pull them right up on the Henrico County real estate assessment thing, it pops right up. So, what was your name again, man? I'm sorry.
Zach.
Zach or Jack?
Zach.
Zach, okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And what company are you from?
CVA Homes.
You said CVA Homes?
Yeah, Central Virginia.
Okay, CVA. Got it. Okay. Yeah, but tell you, just look it up and just kind of explore what your thoughts are. And I mean,
let's talk about Second Street. Even if I were to say, hey, we'll do 100. I mean, would that even make sense? Because it seems like you still have a few pieces that are moving that you're still thinking about.
No, that would make all sense for me. Because if I could clear 100 plus, you do all the closing, then I just walk away. I'll find something for my brother because I still got 100 Wilson Avenue to come back in and build on or do something with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I own 100 Wilson free and clear. I mean, I own 5905 clip free and clear. That was gifted to me. I have it was the other properties will to me, but I'm working probate to get my executive stuff and all that. So I'm just exploring options to where if I just build on it, I ain't got to sell it. You know, that's got three hands in the pot instead of me. Totally, which is no biggie as far as getting rid of it. That's why I thought of Project Homes because they work with the county and it's no issue. I mean, it's like you see my mom and the other heirs to the property. One of them are deceased. But if I try to move it, I'm just going to split the proceeds three ways and be done with it. Or if I build on it, I don't have to give them nothing. You know, my mom took care of it over 20 years. So
yeah.
I just build on it with my proceeds from across the street. Whichever way it ends up swinging, you know? So.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, I was for 100 Wilson Avenue. You see how that kind of plays with my kind of cards I'm playing. And if I move them both, that just gives me more money to get him a house under 100 or something. I wish I asked Project Homes for the specs on those houses. They told me they are like, containers or something. They're not like modular. They're just like containers. They glide around and the stuff. They're popping them up everywhere. All in Holland Springs, everywhere. Like, wow. So, yeah. But, yeah, but just explore that. And, you know, you got my number here. I'm going to be back in town next week. I have probate stuff to do. And, you know, but we'll be around, you know. And, like, so you can call me anytime this week.
If we were to come close to 100, then, you know, on that house, I mean, you'd be ready to go.
Yeah. Only thing I'm working on now is getting my brother moved out of there. And I'm told closing goes almost from 7 to 30 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I mean, if I would definitely be prone to do that if you stay on 100 plus closing. What's closing to? With no agents and all other crap involved.
Right. I don't know if I'd be able to do 100, but I'd be close probably.
Okay, well, what do you give me your idea? I'm writing this down on the paper so I know I talk to you.
I mean, I'm thinking probably 90, if it may, but I don't know. I gotta look at it some more.
Yeah, yeah. So I just wrote 90 with a question mark.
With closing,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, with closing. Okay. I just wrote this on my paper to take with me now that you've responded back and stuff. So 90 with closing. Okay. And then look at 100 Wilson and see where you're at with that. You know, I told you it's tax assessed at 33.
Yep.
You know, and that one, that lot, both of them are buildable. I mean, that one I think is more ready to go because there's nothing there. And it had water and sewer, I think, main line out at the road. I knew we had a house.
It does. It's city water and sewer.
So that's just straight clear and build. So I'm hoping that it has more and was it advantageous. That's, I hope people see that as something, hey, this is something we could just go to work on.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, Zach, I have this. Any last name I need to write on here or just Zach? You still there, man?
Just Zach.
Okay.
You can put Weatherspoon if you want.
Well, I just wrote Zach. I put CVA Homes. I got your number that popped up here. And I wrote my quick notes to myself that we discussed some things, and just I'll wait to hear back.
All right, boss. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
I'll be giving you a call soon.
All right. Yes. Please do. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.